What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 112. In this episode, I'll discuss the clinical relevance of the linezolid-fentanyl drug interaction in critically ill patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode112. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Before we begin, I'd like to share a pearl from my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies. Instead of thinking faster, which can lead to errors, think ahead, anticipate, and prepare for the worst-case scenario. To learn more about the book, go to clinicalpharmacybooks.com. Many clinical decision support systems list linezolid and fentanyl as a contraindicated combination. This is due to the risk of serotonin syndrome. Linezolid was originally discovered as an antidepressant via the drug's mild, reversible inhibition of monoamine oxidase. It is this status as a monoamine oxidase inhibitor that confers the risk of serotonin syndrome. When monoamine oxidase is inhibited, synaptic concentrations of serotonin can reach toxic levels. I discussed serotonin syndrome and other medication-related causes of severe hyperthermia back in episode 40. Serotonin syndrome presents a lot like neuroleptic malignant syndrome. A thorough review of a patient's medication list and history of present illness differentiates these conditions. The Hunter criteria is often used for the diagnosis of serotonin syndrome. To fulfill the Hunter criteria, a patient must have taken at least one serotonergic agent and meet one of the following five conditions. Number one, spontaneous clonus. Number two, inducible clonus plus agitation or diaphoresis. Number three, ocular clonus plus agitation or diaphoresis. Number four, tremor plus hyperreflexia. And number five, hypertonia plus a temperature above 38 degrees Celsius plus either ocular clonus or inducible clonus. Now, linezolid has been implicated as a cause of serotonin syndrome by itself and in combination with other serotonergic agents. One retrospective review found a 3% incidence, that was 2 out of 72 patients, of serotonin syndrome in patients taking linezolid and selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Case reports I reviewed of serotonin syndrome from linezolid suggest the interaction is usually mild and resolves quickly. I was unable to locate within PubMed a single case of a fatal serotonin syndrome in a patient receiving linezolid. The worst outcome I could find in a published case was that of a 47-year-old female who experienced mild serotonin syndrome from linezolid and fentanyl. 45 days later, she was started on linezolid again and sertraline was held. After 9 days of linezolid, she developed confusion, myoclonus, incoordination, and cardiopulmonary arrest, leaving the patient in a coma. Synthetic opioids such as fentanyl and meperidine have serotonergic activity. These synthetic opioids are referred to as phenylpapyridines, and that's actually the same structural class as the SSRI paroxetine. While fentanyl has been reported to cause serotonin syndrome, the incidence is likely minuscule. One review found that 4 out of 4,538 patients who received fentanyl and another serotonergic agent developed serotonin syndrome. No case reports in PubMed describe serotonin syndrome resulting from linezolid and fentanyl together. In 2013, a case of serotonin syndrome from 3 serotonergic agents was published. A 68-year-old woman on fentanyl and amitriptyline was prescribed linezolid. Within 24 hours, she developed restlessness, diaphoresis, tremor, shivering, myoclonus, and a high fever of 40 degrees Celsius, as well as gradual mental status disorders with disorientation, confusion, and coma. She required intubation due to respiratory failure. A few hours after linazolid was stopped, she began to improve. Within 48 hours, she was extubated, and her mental status gradually returned to normal. Now, the last thing a critically ill patient needs is a complication from drug therapy such as serotonin syndrome. But there will be patients who need both linazolid and fentanyl for legitimate reasons. If both linazolid and fentanyl are needed and alternative medications are not equally safe and effective, I do not consider this combination a contraindication. I'm comfortable with this decision for the following three reasons. Number one, linazolid and fentanyl together as the only serotonergic agents have not been reported to cause serotonin syndrome. Number two, nearly all cases of serotonin syndrome with linazolid appear mild or reversible. And number three, the intense monitoring that a critically ill patient receives with 1-to-2 nurse-to-patient ratios allows for the rapid detection and treatment of serotonin syndrome should it occur. If the combination is used, I advise the nurse and physician to monitor for signs of tremor, myoclonus, hyperthermia, rigidity, hyperreflexia, incoordination, confusion, or coma. When there's a third serotonergic medication involved, I'm much more hesitant to use linazolid. And my tolerance for risk of the linazolid-fentanyl interaction often changes outside of critical care settings. Monitoring is less intense with a higher nurse-to-patient ratio. Additionally, alternatives to either medication are much easier to find outside of the ICU. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.